Okay, good morning. Today's daf in Baba Kama Samech Tes. We're in Samech Chesamad Beis, and we're going through the topic of Yeush. Yeush is Kona, Yeush is not Kona. Machlokus of Gedolei Amoraim. So the Amoraim go back and forth on whether or not Yeush by itself is going to be Kona. Again, let's reset this discussion. When a person loses an item and loses hope and despair that he's going to gain the item back, and he articulates and states, I'm not getting the item back, so that is called Yeush. Anyone who finds it gets to not only take the item, keep the item. It belongs to him because Yeush is Kona. So when it comes to your beheter, so there is no question. It's unequivocal that Yeush is going to work. But our discussion here in the seventh parak of Baba Kama is not when it comes to your beheter, but rather when it comes to your beisser. You steal an item. You're a ganav, you're a gazlan. And now after ganav, after gzela, so now the owner says, forget about it. I'm not going to get it back. And he loses hope and he despairs and he has Yeush. So is now that going to be a kinyan, yes or no? So that is a major machlokus amongst the Amorayim. We are now in the third day of this discussion. The Gemara is on Samech Zayin, Samech Ches, Samech Tes. I could really go back to Samech Vav as well. So all the Gemara is there discuss and deliberate this very issue in terms of whether Yeush by itself is going to be Kona. We have entertained the positions of, let's see if I could do this. So this will be impressive. We entertained the positions of Rav Yosef and Ula and Rav and Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. And yesterday, we entertained the positions of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay, so numerous Amoraim all stepping into this arena of whether Yeush by itself, is it going to be Kona or is it not going to be Kona? Most recently, in yesterday's daf, so we discussed the positions of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on this very topic. So what I will do is we're going to start again from Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Okay? I'm going to take a step backwards. So we're going to go back to Samech Chesam and Beis. We're going to go back to Esve. Yeah, we'll go to Esve. Yeah, that's where we were. Okay, I'm not going to go back. I thought we're going to go back. We're not going to go back. Okay, so Esve. Okay, but before we start with Esve, so let's quickly regroup. Let's recover. So we have now, according to the Shita of Rav Yochanan. Now you know what? Well, okay, fine. So the Yechai Michlal, the Rav Yochanan, Lifnei Yeush, Yo Yeush, Chayv Lacha, Yeush Mai. Okay, fine. So Amalei Rav Yochanan, Gnevim Neshach, Chayach, She'en Yeush Bebailim. So Samech Chesam and Beis. And well, let's start a third of the way down on the Amud. Okay, so the Gemara over here goes back and forth between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So Rav Yochanan says, Gneva Benefesh Tochiach, meaning according to Rav Yochanan. So how do I know Rav Yochanan's position is that Yeush is going to not be consequential? I know because of Gnevas Nefesh. You kidnap an individual, the Pesukim say in the Torah, right? It's one of the Aseres Hadibros, and it's also in Parshas Kisetze. Pesukim say in the Torah that if you kidnap somebody and you sell that individual, so now you're Chayv Misa, okay? Without quoting the Pesuk, so that's the din. So now Rav Yochanan says, now, as far as Yeush is concerned, is Yeush consequential? Absolutely not. In other words, there is no Yeush, meaning what the person's kidnapped. He has Yeush? So the answer, of course, is no. So there's no Yeush by him, and still you're going to be Chayev. So Rav Yochanan says, Yeush is obviously not consequential. Michlal, so Rav Yochanan, Lifnei Yeush Chayev. So in other words, so according to Rav Yochanan, Lifnei Yeush, you're going to be Chayev because Yeush is not consequential. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, so you steal an item, and there's Yeush. So it's not consequential. And therefore, you're going to be Chayev. So la'achar yeush mai. So what about la'achar yeush? So Rav Yochanan amar chayv, Reish Lakish amar pater. So we had now, okay, good. So now we have the machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, la'achar yeush. Rav Yochanan says chayv, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish is pater. Rav Yochanan amar chayv, shechayv ben lifnei yeush ben la'achar yeush. So so Rav Yochanan says you're going to be chayv whether it's before yeush or after yeush, because according to Rav Yochanan, yeush by itself is not going to be kona. Fine. So therefore you're going to be chayv. You steal an item and then compounding, not only you stole the item, but you also either shechted or sold the animal. So now, are you going to be chayv dal v'hei according to Rav Yochanan? Yes. Why? Because yeush by itself is not kona. And Reish Lakish amar pater chiyuv lifnei yeush aval acher yeush kana shelo tovech shelo mocher. And according to Reish Lakish, no, you're not going to be chayv after yeush. Why? Because yeush by itself is in fact going to be kona. And now, this is where we ended off yesterday. That means, according to Reish Lakish can be attached to the sheet of Rav. Meaning, in Bavel, Rav's of the position that Yeush by itself is Kona. Yeush kidi Kona. And now, in Eretz Yisrael, Reish Lakish as well. Yeush by itself is going to be Kona. Which means now that, according to Reish Lakish, when you steal an item, and now the owner had Yeush, so now you're Kona the item. So now, when subsequently, either you shech the animal or you...
You sell the animal, so you're not going to be chayv dal v'hei. Why you're not going to be chayv dal v'hei? Because that was your animal that you shechted. That was your animal that you sold. Good. So Eitzer Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish gana v'hiktish v'achar kach tavach. So now Rav Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish and says, let's analyze the following braisa. Braisa says, you stole an animal, you're makdish the animal, and afterwards you shechted the animal. So Masham Tashum Ekefa v'ne Masham Tashum Erbe v'chamisha. Okay, so you stole an animal, you can be makdish the animal. So in a moment, the Gemara is gonna wake up to the fact of how were you makdish the animal? Meaning you stole an animal and now you have the right, you have the ability to be makdish it. So hold that thought for just a moment. We're coming back to that momentarily. But meanwhile, right now, you stole the animal, you were makdish the animal, and now you shecht it. So now you're gonna be paying kefal, but you're not gonna be paying dal v'hei. Now Amos. So the Gemara says, now ilema lifnei yerush mikadosh. So the Gemara says, now, when were you makdish the animal? Were you makdish the animal before yerush? That's impossible. Ishki akdish is based on kodesh amarech manam, based on shalom af kol shalom. So in other words, in order for you to be makdish something, it has to be yours. So you can't take an item of somebody else's and say, hey, I'm going to be makdish this item. It simply doesn't work. So ela pshita lacha yerush. So it must be over here that we're talking about after yerush. So time dehikdish. So now, okay, follow carefully over here. I'm admitting this section of the Gemara, I know we're in the beginning, this section over here is going to be a little bit complicated, but you stole an item, there was yeish, you were makdish it, and then afterwards you were tovech or mocher. Okay, simple. No. So simple. Wait, before we have to. Let's focus right now on the Gemara's point. So over here, that's the sequence of events of what occurred. So time of the hektish hudein masham tashum v'chamisha. Dechi katavach dehektish katavach. So now the deal goes like this. So what is the impediment of dal v'hei? Why are you not chayiv dal v'hei? Because you are makdishin. Okay, so if we've removed, I mean, obviously the brisa is making a point, and that is that the only thing preventing dal v'hei is the fact that you are makdishin. So now let's take that away. In other words, so you weren't makdish it. So now we're talking about stam, a regular case where you stole the item, the owner was miyayish, and now you were tovech mocher. So now presumably you would be chayv dal v'hei. No, dechika tavach dehakish katavach aval loikdish tavach misham tashomer bevechamisha. So the v'isak adatcha yesh kona ma'ayim mishalem shalom tovech shalom mocher. Okay, so now it comes out that simple analysis of the brisa. So Rav Yochanan turns to Reish Lakish and says, seems like I'm right. Meaning the only thing that's impeding dal v'hei is because you're a makdishit. Had you not been makdishit, you would be chayv dal v'hei. So what does that say regarding yeush? What does it tell us about yeush? Yeush by itself is in fact not kona. If yeush would be kona, the animal would not belong. I'm sorry. If yeush would be kona, the animal would belong to you. Okay, so good. So now we have a braisa and a simple analysis of the braisa. And Rav Yochanan is looking at Reish Lakish. Seems like I'm right. So I'm relay hacha b'maiskinan.
Well, why do you have to say that? Maybe even if he didn't have the hekdesh, it's also
the starting point is the braisa. The braisa says you ganvind, right. You were makdishit, and then you shechted it.
That was the case.
Good.
But also, if he didn't. Who says because it was Hikdash?
Because yeah. Why would the Brisa give me that detail?
Stories.
No. But the Brisa, in other words, Enechanami. If the Gemara were telling a story, so then Enechanami. But the Brisa is telling us a din. And the din is very specific. Okay. That's the Gemara's assumption. So Amar Lehacha B'Maiskin and Kigon Sheik Dishubalim B'Yad Ganov. So the Gemara says like this, that really, the case under review is that the owner was makdish, biad ganav. So in other words, you're assuming that the ganav was makdish it. No, the owner was makdish it. So umi kadosh, the Gemara says, now wait one second. Can you do that? In other words, so someone stole an item from you, so it's your item. In other words, right, and right, but right now, currently, it's not in your possession. Okay, so I'm going to choose the words carefully today. You own it, but it's not in your possession. So can you be makdish it? So the Gemara says, "V'amar Rav Yochanan, Gazav alon Yisrashu abalam shem, eni echon lahaktish, zeh lefi sheina shalav, zeh lefi sheina berushusa." So over here, the din of Rav Yochanan, which we're going to be learning not once but twice today, and that is that when someone steals an item, neither can be makdish the item. The ganav can't be makdish it, and you, the owner, can't be makdish it. Each one of you is missing an element. You, the owner of the item, are missing now. You have bailus, but you don't have rishus. The ganav has rishus, but no bailus. Okay, and I know these are really subtle terms, but Rav Yochanan says, in order to be makdish an item, you have to have both. You have to have bailus, and you have to have rishus. So Amri, who da amar, so the Gemara says, good. So now, according to Rav Yochanan, there is no way we could set up the case in which the ganav stole the item, and you, the owner, were makdish. According to Rav Yochanan, you, the owner, cannot be makdish. No. So now, in service, in defense of Reish Lakish, we want to set up the case. Well, who is makdish the animal? Well, the owner. According to Rav Yochanan, the owner can't be makdish it. So who da amar, so the Gemara says like this. Okay. So now, look, we're trying to defend Reish Lakish. So we'll say like this. Reish Lakish will tell you, I think the owner can be makdish it. Meaning, obviously, Rav Yochanan will not yield to this point, but Reish Lakish will tell you, I think it can happen. So who damer kitznewin? Stuin manichin as the maus varmen call anilka zeye mechulal maus ha'elu. Now, so what Reish Lakish will tell you is that the tznewin, who are the tznewin, what are we talking about over here? So we're talking about Kerem Ravai. This is the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, and we're discussing Kerem Ravai. And the halach is that Kerem Ravai, so this is now fourth year of the, in the vineyard. And now fourth year in the vineyard, so you can take a grape and you can eat it? No. Yes. Right? Can I give a clear instruction? So no, you can't. But once you're mechalal it, yes, you can. In other words, that's Kerem Ravai. That's year number four. First 3 years are arla. Anything after the fourth year, it's mutter immediately. I say that, by the way. Obviously, you have to be mafresh, trumas, and maestros. But in other words, in year number four, it has kedusha, but you can be mechalal it. So over here, so the tznuim, what do the tznuim do? So the tznuim are chasidim. And they not only care about themselves, they care about others. We should all be that way. Don't relegate it to the Hasidim, who should be caring about others. But tznuim over here, meaning that really they are super careful about others, and therefore what do the Hasidim do? So the Hasidim, they say as follows. People are going to come onto the vineyard, they're going to take care of Ravai, they're not going to be Mechala, they're going to be eating Hektish. So what we're going to do is that we are going to be Mechala. So it's the manichin as a maus varmin call anilka zeyemuchal mausaelu. So here's what the tznuim do, and that is that the tznuim are going to at the end of the day, right? They're going to take coins and they're going to say wherever my kerem ravai lies. In other words, somebody took it already. So the kedusha is going to be chal on my money. Now over here, you're going to be mechala, which is the opposite of being makdishit. But that's precisely the point, meaning. Can you be makdish mechalo? Either side of the coin, pun intended. So can you be makdish mechalo on something that currently is not berushuso? So this shita tznuin says you can. You can. That, therefore, according to the tznuin, so even though they took it already, so it's not, it's you're the bailam, but it's not berushuso, you could still be mechalo. So now Reish Lakish will tell you, just like that sheet over there in that Mishnah Maaser Sheni says that tznuim can be mechala on something that's not perushu. So that's a mouthful. So too over here. When someone steals an item from you, can you be makdish it? Yes. So Reish Lakish will say, I subscribe to the tznuim. Okay. So the Zavarei Chazer Kerem Labalim. So okay, fine. So all this was in defense of Reish Lakish. So in order to be mamid, the Brisa like Reish Lakish, the Brisa is talking about where you are makdish it. We don't know who is makdish it. Rav Yochanan says that the ganav was makdishit, and it has to be lacher yeish. Reish Lakish will tell you, no. We're talking about kodem yeish. Who is makdishit? The owner. The owner can be makdish an item that's not currently berushuso. Reish Lakish will tell you, yeah, sure. Yep. Okay. Now, so v'harei chazer kerem labalim. So the Gemara says, okay. So we have now had a braisa, seemingly an attack on Reish Lakish, and we defended Reish Lakish. Granted that we had a line them up with a shita in Maaser Sheni, in a Mishnah Maaser Sheni. But now the Gemara over here is kind of caught on a very technical point. So we're talking about where the owner was makdish the animal. So the owner was makdish the animal. So now Karen is taken care of.
Right.
So the Gemara says, so if that's true, so now if Karen's taken care of, so there's not going to be kefal. There's not going to be kefal. So, and meanwhile, over here, obviously the Bryce is talking about where there's going to be a payment of kefo. So, kishamad bedin. So the Gemara says that there was already hamad bedin. So, hey, chidami, idam, ritse, tenlo. My ear, yehiktish, afil, lo, hiktish, nami, lo, lechaive.
The Amar Rav at Say Tain Lo Tavachomacher Pater My Tama Kem Tapaskula Milsa Tavachomacher Havale Gazlan VeGazlan Mishem Toshomer BeVchamisha.
So the Gemara says, well, if there was already a Hamada Bedin, and Beis Din already gave instructions to the Ganav, you have to return it, and then the Ganav goes ahead and shechs it, he's no longer a Ganav, he's a Gazlan. And this is an extraordinarily technical point, but it's still a correct point, which is that once Beis Din issues a ruling that you have to go now ahead and pay it, and then subsequently you shecht it, so no longer you're under the category of Geneva, but you're under the category of Gzela, and there's no Dalet V'Hei. Dalet V'Hei is limited to a Ganav, not a Gazlan. That's just simply the din. So over here, just a very technical point. So the Gemara says, you're right. Okay, so chayv ata litein lo. So the Gemara says, okay, so the basis instructions were not say tein lo, but rather chayv ata litein lo. And here, within the technical point now, this is super technical, which is, it really depends on what Beis Din says to you. As the difference between say tein lo versus chayv ata litein lo. So the Gemara says, so if they say chayv ata litein lo, so what they're doing is they're making a strong recommendation. I know that sounds funny. We're in Beis Din over here. And they're going to be saying, instead of say tein lo, which is instruction, that's a court order. They say chayv ata litein lo. So basically they're making a very strong recommendation. I'm unclear, just beinenu, between us, when Beis Din's going to say tzeitein lo versus when they're going to say chayv ata litein lo. Anyway, but just to wrap up this technical answer, so the Gemara says, go fine. So my time came to lo paska milsa kati ganavu. So lo tzricha de amri le chayv ata litein lo. So the Gemara says, okay, good. That's exactly what happened over here. That there was hamad de bedin. You did go to Beis Din. How can we still be in the parsha of ganav? How could you still be chayv dal vehei? Where Beis Din issued chayv ata litein lo, not say tein lo. Okay, ad kan. We're going to come back to the tznuin. Yes.
I'm saying the tznuin, we're removing hekdesh. Here we're talking about making it hekdesh.
Same. Two sides of the same coin. Okay. Where are we right now? Wrapping up yesterday's daf, finishing between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Lefi shitas Reish Lakish, Yesh by itself is Kona. We have a Braisa that seemingly went against Reish Lakish. The Gemara cited the Braisa. The Gemara defended Reish Lakish. Good. A quick summary of everything we just did. And now, today's daf. We're on Baba Kama Samach Tessa Manal. We're on the top of the Amud Gufa. The Gemara starts off. I'm Rav Yochanan. Gazav Lo Nisashu Abalim Shneim and Yechom Lahakdish. Okay. So over here, let's now chazer the din of Rav Yochanan. Let's spend today on this din of Rav Yochanan. When you steal an item, so now neither the owner nor the thief could be makdish the animal at this point in time. Each one of them is missing an element. The owner is missing right now rishus, and the gazlan is missing bailus. Okay, so umi amar Rav Yochanan hachi. By the way, parenthetically, just an important note over here. Of these two points of Rav Yochanan, which one is the Chiddush? So it's fair to say, the Chiddush is not the Gazlan, right? The Gazlan can't be Makdish an item. That's not much of a Chiddush. Meaning the Gazlan can't be Makdish an item because it doesn't belong to him. Right? This observation I'm making over here is not my observation. Tosus and Kedushin, please forgive me, I cannot cite the daf. I don't remember, but Tosus points this out back in Kedushin. This Gemara of Rav Yochanan comes up numerous times throughout Shas. So Tosus says that the Gazlan being unable to be makdish an item, that's Pasha. Really, the Chiddush is the owner, meaning the owner is still the owner of the item. He can't be makdish the item. But he's the owner. Why not? So in other words, it's not Bereshuso. It's not in his possession. That's a Chiddush. That's really the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, "Umi amar Rav Yochanan hachiv amar Rav Yochanan lachi kistam mishnah." So the Gemara says, "Yeah, but doesn't Rav Yochanan normally subscribe to stam mishnah?" He does. Utanan kerem ravai. So and meanwhile, the stam mishnah kerem ravai. Now this stam mishnah. This is now the second time we're going through the stam mishnah. If currently you don't recognize it, it's because right now we're quoting more of the mishnah. This is the mishnah Meiser Sheni that we quoted earlier this morning. So what Karen revised, so what would people do? Hayu Mitzayin Oso. So people would make a tzion. People would make a marking. In other words, basically, note to the public. This is Karen Revai. So, and what would they do? Bitzuzas Adama. So they would take mounds of earth and they would put it around, a perimeter around your camera of eye. Simana ki adam amadama ika hainami ne, af hainami ki, ki mefarki sharlesnu imine. Now, the mounds of dirt and earth that you're putting around your camera of eye, so that is a message. You're sending a message to everybody. You see the dirt over here? It's mutar bahana. So over here, the vineyard, mutar bahana. Now, mind you, by the way, in other words, people, apparently this messaging everyone understood. The camera of eye is not immediately mutar bahana. You have to be, you first have to be mechalalit. But in other words, but at least it's, there's a pathway for it to become mutar. Now, shel arla, let's say what you're planting and growing right now is one of the first 3 years of its growth, in which now it's arla. And it's absolutely also b'achil, also b'anam, shel arla b'charasis. So what kind of message would they send out? How would they put a perimeter around arla? So they would put charasis, shards of pottery. So simana kecharasis, macharasis she'in hanamine, av hainami, leis behanamine. Shards of pottery, what is it good for? Nothing? Nothing? So over here, the pottery that's surrounding my produce of the first 3 years, asubana. Now shalkvaras. Now, what kind of simen would you put around the kever? So over there, Sid. So it was a white. It was like white. It was like what we used to limestone, right? I always think about the infield and in the baseball. Okay. So in other words, but it was white. Why simana chivakat samos? So in other words, they would make a compound of it so that it would be very white. But in other words, basically, it reminds you of the bones. Bones are white, and over here, the white limestone that you're surrounding the area now is a kever. Okay, so various things were surrounding various items in order to message and to tell people what's in here. So, Amar Shema Megamliel. We're not done yet. Meaning, right now we're learning a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah Maaser Sheni, the Gemara is quoting it because eventually it's going to prove difficult for Rav Yochanan. But we're still in the middle of the Mishnah. So Amar Shemim Gamliel Bamedvar Mamorim B'Shviyas Dehefker Ninu. Now, I'm setting a perimeter around my field to let people know. Hey, right, you're welcome to come, you're welcome to take. But you should know this is Kerem Ravai. Now, I'm being a little bit facetious over here as I'm delivering the message of the owner of the property. You're welcome to come and you're welcome to take. Generally speaking, when it's my property, you're not welcome to come and you're not welcome to take. It's my property. Yeah. I mean, what are you doing in my property? What are you doing taking my produce? So according to Shimon Gamliel, this idea that I'm going to be taking earth and making a perimeter around my field to let people know, hey, it's Kerem Ravai, I'm only going to do that in the Shemitah year. In the Shemitah year, people are in fact allowed to come onto my property. In fact, during the Shemitah year, I'm prohibited from preventing people from coming on my property. No. But if it's any other of the years, 1 through 6, Sali Teila Rasha V'yamos. So now, okay, I'm going to say it strongly only because the Mishnah does. Let them die. In other words, during years 1 through 6, somebody walks onto my property and takes my camera vai and eats it. Okay, in other words, he's a ganav. And on top of being a ganav, now he's going to be eating kerem ravai that went without chilul. So what? Well, not my problem. In other words, he shouldn't have been in my property to begin with. Okay. It's ownerless. Correct. It's ownerless, but it's still kerem ravai during Shemitah. In other words, you still need to be mechalal. Okay. So the hatznuin manichin es amos varmim kol anil kazeh mechula amos halalu. So now what would the Tznuin do? I'll tell you what the Tznuin would do. What the Tznuin would do is that they would say at the end of the day, look, right, should they come on my property? No, they shouldn't have. For sure they should not have. However, I don't want them eating Kerem Ravai. It has Kedusha. I don't want them doing that. So what the Tznuin would do at the end of the day is they would take money and they would say, wherever the produce is currently right now should be Mechala on my money. Good. Ad kan divrei ha-mishnah in Maaser Sheni.
End of the day, you said?
Huh? End of the day. That's what I said.
Why not the
beginning? Oh, hold it. Excellent suggestion. Let's wait for just a moment. So now we learned the mission on Maaser Sheni. Now what comes out over here is as follows. Now, the produce was already picked. So now, and it's a ganav. In other words, we're in years 1 through 6. And the produce was already picked. And now, according to the Tznuin, what can I do? What I can do is that I can now take money and say, wherever the produce is, It's going to be mechal on my money. No. Now over here, that should be totally against Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says that when someone steals from you, so now neither can be makdish. And again, makdish mechalo, two sides of the same coin. So why can't I be makdish? One is missing ownership and the other one is missing rishus. Over here, same thing. In other words, when someone took the Karen Revive from my property, so now he is not the owner and I don't have rishus. And so you shouldn't be mechalo. And meanwhile, the Mishnah Meister Sheni says, you should be mechalo. V'chitim amantana tznuin Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, okay, so maybe this incident with the tznuin, so that cheats Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, and now it's not a Stam Mishnah. Meaning the only reason why it's a problem is because we said, Rav Yochanan, hey, look, there's a Stam Mishnah. And you always pass like a Stam Mishnah. So what the Gemara now is trying to suggest is, well, maybe that Mishnah is not a Stam Mishnah, maybe it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Gemara says, I'll tell you what, it's not going to help us over here. V'chitem amantan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So v'amar Rabba Barbarchan amar Rabbi Yochanan kol makam sheshan Rabbi Shimon Gamliel b'mishnah seinu halacha kamoso halacha kamoso chutz me'ar v'tzirun v'ray achrona. And meanwhile, Rabbi Yochanan says that whenever you have a mishnah citing Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the halacha is always like him. Three notable exceptions. This is not one of the three notable exceptions. On another occasion, I'm going to go through the three notable exceptions. Not today. So anyway, so what comes out over here is that this is Rishim Gamliel, Rav Yochanan holds, that's the halacha. So over here, we're stuck. Because we know that Rav Yochanan says that you cannot, when someone steals from you, neither can be makdish. One's missing bailus, the other one's missing rishos. Okay? And over here, the Mishnah in Meister Sheni, someone stole from you. And meanwhile, the Mishnah says that at the end of the day, Rav Lifshitz. So at the end of the day, so what you can now do is that you can be mechalo, even though you don't have it. It's not in your rishus. No. So we are stuck. So Amrei, so the Bnei HaYeshiva are thinking about this question. And they say, lo tema kol anilka mizeh, lo kol mizlake mizeh. So now the Bnei HaYeshiva say, you know what? We don't want to be stuck. So what we're going to do is we're going to edit the Mishnah. Now that's a big deal. Okay, I know it's a big deal. But that's what the Bnei Yeshiva have to do in order to make peace and harmony in Shitas Rav Yochanan. It's not kol hanilka, kol hamislake. So when are the tznuin taking care of the chilul? Well, at the beginning of the day, before somebody takes. In other words, in anticipation that someone may come onto my field. So in other words, so I'm going to hold the money up right now and say, anyone who will take is going to be mechal on this money. Perfect timing. So Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Achiv Amar Rav Yochanan Stuin Rav Dos Amar Davar Echad. So the Gemara says, now, in a moment, hopefully your wheels are turning right now and you're thinking, wait one second. If you're doing it at the beginning of the day, so we have sidestepped one problem, but we're going to walk right into another problem. You've heard me say this before. With every solution comes new problems. Right? No such thing as a perfect solution. So over here, so what we did is that we had the chilul now occur at the beginning of the day, where now you are the bailim and you have rishus, good. But now if you're doing it at the beginning of the day, what halachic mechanism are you going to need? It's called breira. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay? I planted that thought. Hold it. Umi Amar Rav Yochanan Hachi, but the Gemara says over here we have another issue regarding Rav Yochanan, and that's the following. V'am Rav Yochanan, suin v'rabbi dosa amru davar echad, v'rabbi dosa nilka kamar. Now we know that Rav Yochanan says that Snuin and Rabbi Dosa, same shita. Well, I say same shita. They agree with one another. They're talking to each other. Now the Snuin we just went through not once but twice this morning, the Mishnah Meister Sheni. Now as far as Rabbi Dosa, who's Rabbi Dosa? Where is he? Coming right up. Ditanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shachris Balabais Omer Vomer Kol Shilkatu Aniyim Hayom Yehefker. Rabbi Dosa Omer Liisuse Erev Omer Kol Shilkatu Aniyim Yehefker. Okay. I have the Aniyim on my field and they're taking their Matnos Aniyim. Good. So what are they going to take? One of the things they're going to be taking is Leket. Now Leket, if I have one sheaf left uncollected or two, so perfectly permitted for the Aniyim to take it. What about three? They're not entitled to it. Okay, this is the halacha of leket. One or two, they can take. Three, they can't take. As Rashi points out over here, not every ani knows this. In other words, you have to be fluent in halacha. So these are aniyim, so they're poor, and it could very well be that they don't know the halacha. So over here, as the owner of the field, here's what you should do. And you should basically say, Hefker, meaning I'm going to allow the Anim to take whatever they take. If it's one, they're entitled. If it's two, they're entitled. And if it's three, I know they're not entitled, but I don't want them to be violating Yisurim. So I'm gonna declare it to be Hefker. Now, when you make this declaration, so that's the machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rebbe Dosa. Tanakhama says you'll do it in the beginning of the day, Rebbe Yehuda. Thank you. Oh. So Rebbe Yehuda says you'll do it in the beginning of the day. Rebbe Dosa says you do it at the end of the day. Good. So now, and what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Dosa, Tznuin, same shita. Ah. So Rabbi Dosa is at the end of the day. So the Tznuin are at the end of the day. Now, what we wanted to do is that we wanted the Tznuin to do in the beginning of the day. So we bypassed the problem against Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan says in order to be Mechala or to be Makdish, you need both, Bailus and Rishus. So therefore, we want the Tznuin to be doing in the beginning of the day. The problem is that we also know that Rabbi Yochanan says that Tznuin and Rabbi Dosa are aligned. Okay. So, Epoch, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, the Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, okay. So what we'll do is the following, and that is that we just quoted a brisa regarding Leket, that we're going to take that brisa of Leket and we're going to flip it. We'll have Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the day. So happy you're here. We'll have Rabbi Yehuda at the end of the day, and we'll have Rabbi Dosa at the beginning of the day. Okay, good. So, Epoch, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Dosa, the Rabbi Yehuda. Amai, apacht masnisa. So the Gemara says, okay. So, again, just to navigate through this, admittedly, complicated sugya. So what we did is we took a brisa and we had to flip the brisa. So, apcha Rabbi Yochanan, ve'emetz nun, Rabbi Yehuda, amur davar echad. So the Gemara says, couldn't we have had an easier solution? And that is, maybe you misheard Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe when Rabbi Yochanan was making alignment, he was making alignment between the Tznuin and Rabbi Yehuda of the Brisa. Like, okay, and that way you don't have to play with the Brisa, you don't have to edit the Brisa. Wouldn't that be better? So Amre, so the yeshivas say no. Lo sagi lo mesapach masisa de baham masisa ketana disle le Rabbi Yehuda breira ushamin le Rabbi Yehuda baham de leisle breira ditnan. So the Gemara says, look, anyway, we had to flip the Brisa. Because of the Breira issue. What is the Breira issue? It's very simple. We know Rav Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breira. It's really that simple. Did not. We turn to the Amud Beis. Halo keach yain mi bein akusim. Omer shnei lugim shani asi lahafrish. Harein truma. Asara maisa rishon. Tisha maisa sheni. Umechel v'shosim yad. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin. Okay, so the Breisa that, how many times have we gone through this Breisa? The answer is a lot. Okay? It's a Mishnah and Demai Sukkah. I'm reading the side of the Gemara. This is not my Bikias. I wish I had this kind of Bikias. Right? Sukkah, Yuma, Erevin, Mi'ila, Chulin, Gittin, multiple times in Gittin. Okay, we get to see this price a lot. And what's happening in this price over here is that you purchased wine from a kusi and you have to be mafresh shumas amaisos. Okay? So many issues over here in this price, which I'm ignoring for now. Right? How are you drinking wine from a kusi? Okay, why can't you just simply be mafresh it like a normal person? Like, in other words, so many basic issues. But right now, just for the purposes of focusing on one topic, which is Breira, so over here, can I rely on Breira? Yes or no? Okay? And can I drink approximately 80% of the wine right now and leave the 20% at the end for Trumas and Maestros? Why we're here, why I'm doing it, so many explanations that I'm bypassing right now. But the question is really simple, can I do that? And so Rabbi Meir says yes, and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon all say no, because you can't rely on Breira. Breira is saying that whatever is left at the end, Huvrar Hadavar Lima Freira, retroactively that tells me that's what I wanted from the very beginning. The 20% I left at the end, that was retroactively my truma, my meiser, my serishon, my meiser sheni. In other words, all relying on the principle of Breira. Rav Meir says you could do that. And the other three tanaim say you cannot. And one of those three tanaim are Rabbi Yehuda, or is Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So now we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breira. So to be able now to hold the coin up in the morning and say in the morning, whoever is going to come and take, so whatever they will take in the future will be mechulam, what I'm holding up right now, that only works if I subscribe to Breira. So I know that Rabbi Yehuda does not subscribe to Breira. So therefore, for Rabbi Yehuda now to say, when am I going to be doing this chilul? Will I be doing in the morning? Will I be doing in the evening? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one option. It can only be done in the evening. It can't be done in the morning. Because if it to be done in the morning, I need Breira. So therefore, it has to be done only after the fact. Only after it was taken. So anyway, I had to flip Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa.
Isn't the reason?
Oh, you remember the Gemara in Gittin?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
So it's
not... Okay, good. Okay, can I ask, Baruch Hashem, you've gone through the Gemara a couple more times than I have. Okay, can I ask you right now, currently, not to remember the Gemara in Gittin? Okay. I really... I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Funny. It happens to be that in my mind, as I'm presenting the Gemara, I'm like, the Gemara in Gittin had a different take. But right now, for now, I'm just presenting the Gemara Kipshuto, and over here, the Gemara is assuming that the issue over here is whether we do or do not subscribe to Breira. Okay, that's our Gemara right now. That's the way we're presenting it right now, just for the purposes of getting through the daf. Good. Let's say it like that. So now, good. So what comes out over here is that we know that Rav Yehuda doesn't subscribe to Breira. So anyway, I had to flip the Breis around. So before Rav Yochanan, before we even get to Rav Yochanan and his issues, we had to flip the Breis anyway.
But just to understand, the end of the day when he does this, why is that not Breira?
Because they took it already. So now over here, we don't have to go back. We don't have to go back in time. Yeah. I'm going to be Mechalal now and that which was already taken.
But what he took in the morning is Mechalal now and this. That means
No. The way it goes is that he takes it and now he's holding it. Now we have the problem of Rav Yochanan. In other words, no longer is it Bereshusi.
But when he took it, he wasn't. It was still.
When he takes it now, it's Kem Ravai, it's Hektish. And now, as he's holding it, so I'm going to say I'm going to be Mechala, but we're not going back. In other words, I'm being Mechala right now, Ka Ace. At this moment in time, I'm being Mechala. Good. So it's not Brei Ram. So Amre, almost done. Sof Amai Kach, but Lelamasis Meshum Dekash Rav Yehuda to Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, okay. So we took the Brayso, we flipped Rabbi Dos and Rabbi Yehuda because of the Brayra issue. Beautiful. So Hashda Nami Kash Rav Yochanan to Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, okay. But as much as now we resolve one issue, but now we do have a Rav Yochanan problem. Why? The Amar Le Rav Yochanan Lo Tema Kol Nilka Delema Kol Meslake Ama Islay Brayra. So the Gemara says, okay. Now, for Rav Yochanan, what do? We didn't say kol nilka, kol ha-mislake. We're back in the Mishnah Meiser Sheni. The Mishnah Meiser Sheni, we say kol ha-mislake, which means that you're doing it now in advance, so that when somebody takes it, so now it's going to be mechulal. Now, you had to say that for Rav Yochanan, because again, for Rav Yochanan, once he takes it, you can't do anything. Well, again, you're the Bailim, but you don't have Rishus. You can't do anything after he took it. So it has to be before he takes it. But before he takes it now, how is it going to work? Using the principle of Breira. How does Rav Yochanan feel about Breira? Wonderful question. The Gemara says it's not a wonderful question. I know the answer. V'ha Rav Yochanan, leislei Breira, damar Rav Asi, am Rav Yochanan, achin shechalku, kelukuchos, machzirin zebe yovo. Again, Breira, a often discussed topic throughout Shas, and the statement of Rav Yochanan, often repeated. And that is that according to Rav Yochanan, we have an estate, me and my brother, we divide the estate. Now what happens in Yovel? I'll tell you what we get to do, and that is Machzirin Zelazer. We're now going to have to redistribute again in Yovel. Why? Because what happened over here is that we are now Likuchos. In other words, what we did is that we bartered with one another, meaning that when we divided the estate, it's not the pshat that I got my 50% of the estate and you got your 50% of the estate, and that was the portion that was always dedicated to us from the death of our father. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that, I don't know. In other words, there's an estate and there are shares, and what I'll do is I'm going to exchange with you. I'll take this, you take that, I'll take this. And now we are kilakucho zebizeh. So we are purchasers. So now what happens in Yovel? Everything goes back to the original, right? And the origins over here is that it's an estate. And so now what happens in Yovel gets redistributed in Yovel. Now precisely what that means, not for the Daf Yomi, meaning beyond the scope of the Daf Yomi, right? We get to actually sit there and renegotiate at Yovel, and we're gonna rebarter and redistribute. And okay, but meanwhile, if we subscribe to Breira, so what do you mean? That's mine. I am the ancestral owner of that property. That's if I subscribe to Breira. Rav Yochanan doesn't subscribe to Breira. So elam ela laolam kol anilka. Rav Yochanan stamachrina ashkach. So the Gemara says, okay. So what we're going to have to say is as follows, and that is that Rav Yochanan doesn't subscribe to Breira. And what we're going to do with the Mishnah Maaser Sheni is we're going to go back to kol hanilkat. Kol hanilkat. When are you doing the chilul? You're doing it at the end of the day. Okay. So because of the Breira issue, where the Maaser Sheni Mishnah, we're going to leave it at its original. When are you doing the chilul at the end of the day? Oh, okay, good. So now here we are at the end of the day. Yeah, with pun intended. Hmm. So here we are now at the end of the day, and with the Mishnah Maaser Sheni now, because of the Breira issue, we're just going to leave it at Kol HaNilkat, and now only one thing left to resolve, and that is that if it's Kol HaNilkat and it's the end of the day, so now when are you being Mechalo? After the person took it. But wait, our entire discussion, the beginning of today's daf, all revolved around, you know, the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan, when someone takes something from you, so neither can be Makdish. Why? He, the Ganav, is not the owner, and you, the owner, are not currently Berush, it's not Berushuso. No. So good. So that's the dinner of Yochanan. And how does he know that? Because of a Mishnah. Yeah, but when everything shakes out, we did a lot of shaking today. When everything shakes out, the Mishnah in Maaser Sheni is called Hanilkat, which means that we did it at the end of the day. Where are we holding at the end of the day? He's holding on to my Kerem Ravai. He, the Ganav, holds my Kerem Ravai, and I can be Mechalo. Wait, 1 second. We use this Mishnah in service of Rav Yochanan. Now, at the end of the day, the Mishnah is against Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara says, yeah. So what we're going to do now is that we're going to take Rav Yochanan, and we're going to apply him and attach him to a different Mishnah. And which Mishnah? Lo and behold, our Mishnah right here in Baba Kama. So did na ena go nevacha ganav mishlam tashlum kefil amai. So ena go nevacha ganav pays kefil. Why? So bishlam ganav rishlam mishlam gunav mi beis aish v'lo mi beis aganav. So I know why Rashi brought down this drasha back in the Mishnah. So I know why ganav number two doesn't pay kefil to ganav number one because it's a pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says you don't pay kefil to a ganav. Good. Ela balam nishalim. But in other words, banu, why not pay to the original owner? So I'll tell you why the Ganav number two doesn't pay kefil. He doesn't pay kefil to Ganav number one because ain't a shalom. And he doesn't pay kefil to the original owner, lefi she'ena b'reshuso, because there's a deficiency, and that's reshus. Now, so now what do I have? I have two Stam Mishnahs in Shas. I have a Stam Mishnah Maaser Sheni. I have a Stam Mishnah here in Baba Kama. Okay? And now, Rav Yochanan is going to select which Stam Mishnah. Rav Yochanan opted with our Mishnah here in Baba Kama. Why? So the Gemara says, a good question. So the Gemara says, because really what tipped the scales for Rav Yochanan is the Pasuk. What Pasuk? Ish ki yakdish is beis, o kodesh l'Hashem. Ma beis reshuso, af kol b'reshuso. Because of the Pasuk. Pasuk says that when a person is makdish, his bias. Now his bias has two qualities about it. Number one, it's yours. Number two, it's in your possession. Right? A house does not get up and walk away. So you have bias, you have reshus, and so therefore, the pasuk over here, a simple reading of the pasuk is, when can I be makdish? When I have both, bialus and reshus. And so now, I have a pasuk. It's really simple, pshan, the pasuk. And I now have a mishnah baba kama, that's going to tip the scale. The mishnah maaser sheni disagrees. And achinam, you're right. Rav Yochanan opted with our mishnah here in baba kama. Okay, good. We're going to pause over here and get a catch a ride. Anyway. And the focus of today's daf was whether or not you could be makdish. The yeish discussion is going to take us back to yesterday's daf, right? And I know we finished it at the end of today's daf. But in other words, but over here, this is just a discussion of when can I be makdish, when can I be mechala. Okay, quick wrap up for today. So we finished a lengthy discussion of whether yeish is kona. And we wrapped it up, Samach Vav, Samach Zayin, Samach Ches, a little bit of today's daf as well, in terms of whether or not Yesh is Kona. And we saw today, we finished the sugya of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish on this particular topic. Reish Lakish says that Yesh by itself is Kona, along together with Rav. But Ruba, the Ruba of the Amorayim, take the other position that no, Yesh by itself is not Kona. That is Shitas, Rav Yosef, and Ula. Simple reading of Ula. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Yesh by itself is not going to be Kona. Good. So we finished up that sugya. And then today's daf, Samach Tes and Baba Kama, when can I be Makdish an item? I need Bailus and I need Rishus. That's the Shita of Yochanan. And all we did today, it was a long journey, but all we did today is support that Shita with Mishnayos. There were some Mishnayos that go against it, but eventually Rabbi Yochanan followed like our Mishnah here in Baba Kama.